as I announced at dinner, we're going to have just a slightly different service than a typical Tuesday. It's going to be a little more of a Monday night service since last night was Holy Communion. Things were kind of crisscrossed, but tonight we're going to have a regular service for a little while, then leave some time for prayer. So we're going to have a little bit of a Monday night prayer idea. I thought it would be fitting for us to do that, especially considering the campers have all arrived today. And we prayed for the counselors, we prayed for the staff. Well, then how about tonight we have a little time we can pray for the campers and for other needs too. I know we all carry needs on our hearts. There were one or two that were given to me as well. And perhaps if there are needs you want us to pray for, feel free to share them with us, to lead out in prayer. Whatever it may be, we'll take some time, all right? I know a lot of folks have just gotten in today, and some are just getting in. So we'll try not to belabor things too much for you, but spend some time in the Lord's presence, hearing from Him, looking into His Word, letting Him touch us. My thanks and gratitude to all the staff today. Things went so well. It was interesting. I do want to share, you know, you never quite know what God's doing, but, you know, we had that downpour right when the bus came in. I mean, it really rained like crazy. I started walking out, and I had this little Minnie Mouse umbrella that my daughter had left in our car. I don't care. I was going to use it. It didn't matter to me. But I tell you, I got outside, and I walked about to the edge of the lodge here, and I was already soaking wet. I said, forget it. I'm coming back later. But it's interesting. You know, you wonder, oh, Lord, here comes the bus, and the rain is pouring down. What in the world? Well, you know, the Lord has ways of doing things. Right around that time, the health inspector had walked in. And, you know, that's kind of a... I know that those are some anxious times. I mean, not for me, but I know for many of the staff here, for Brother Paul and Sister Letha and others, of course, the kitchen staff. From what I'm told, although she's a very fair woman, she's very thorough and, you know, no-nonsense type of an individual. And certainly we want everything to be right and good. You know, it's the last thing we want is a food poisoning to go through our camp or anything like that. We want things to be good. But here she came, and here comes the bus, and here comes the rain. And as Brother Paul tells me, she wasn't real happy about being walking around the camp in the rain, and so she just started checking things off real quick, handed it to her, and was on her way rejoicing, as they say. So anyway, you never know. I said, Brother Paul, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. You know, what is one thing is a complication, the other perhaps, you know, who knows what the Lord is doing. But you never know what the Lord is going to do. His ways are so much higher than ours. But we thank him for this day and the staff. Got to tell you, those meals were good today. I was trying to think of a good Irish song at dinner midday. Couldn't think of one. Actually, I did, but I didn't know all the words. But anyway, it was wonderful. And so thank you to all the staff, the new staff, those that have already been here for a while. Just thank you. Appreciate all of your service. And tonight, we're going to believe that God's going to bless each one of us. And speaking of some who are just coming in, do we have play Hail to the Chief or something like that? Our dear Sister Marie, it's so good to see her. I knew she was coming today. Hello, Sister Marie.
Hello.
How are you? And Brother Peter, you too. praise the Lord. Let's sing together page 403. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, a song about prayer. We're going to look at prayer tonight a little bit in the book of Revelation. It's there. You know it's there, don't you? We're going to look at it together a little bit. It's going to encourage our hearts. Page 403. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. We do not care.
praying to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Praise the Lord. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Across the page, there's 401, Near to the Heart of God. Could we just sing that chorus, please? Let's sing, O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Just the chorus. Let's believe God's just going to draw us to himself this evening as we come to him. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. See there, that second verse says there's a place of comfort sweet near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before. Jesus, draw us nearer to you tonight, Lord. Help us to turn our eyes upon you, and as we behold you in all your beauty, Lord, we know we shall desire you. We know you desire us even more than we desire you. And so we ask that you will draw us, each one. Lord, those who have traveled today, those who are weary, Lord, draw them into your presence. May your presence be their strength, their comfort in these times. We pray that you will bless them as they're here at camp, Lord. Bless those campers who have arrived today. We're going to pray for them later. But Lord, we pray that everyone on these grounds will be drawn near to the heart of God. Lord, your heart is a heart of love. It is a heart of mercy and grace. It's a heart of help, Lord. You want to be our help, our strength. Everything that we need, Lord, we find in your heart. Draw us, Lord Jesus. Draw our hearts more closely to your heart. May our hearts be knit together, as it were. Our wills with your wills, our thoughts with your thoughts, everything about us, Lord, drawn more closely to you with the intent that we may become more like you, more like you, more like Jesus, more like our Master each and every day. Lord, we thank you that as we pray, we don't change you. We know that we are the ones who are changed as we are brought into your presence, and then our God is glorified through us, through our situations, through our prayers, and we ask that you will be glorified, and may all the earth see it together. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That the Lord impressed on me just shortly before the meeting, I opened my Bible, and I don't usually do this, just open the Bible and pops out. But it did this time, and it's in Isaiah 42, verse 16. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. And I couldn't help but thinking that we may not be physically blind, but when any of us looks into the future, we are blind. We don't know what the future is going to hold, even a day or two or a week or a month in advance. And when you're young, I mean, it happens to all of us, but when you're young especially, you don't know what your future holds. You have some ideas and some plans, and you don't know what God has in store for you. But God said that he would lead you. And he will guide you, even in ways that you have not known. And along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. Now, I think, I've never been blind, but I think a blind person would be a lot more comfortable walking in a path that they have known.
Yeah.
A place that they have been before, something that is familiar. We, even sighted people, we are more comfortable with the familiar. But how much more someone who can't see where they're going, and they're trying to find their way. And God said, I will lead them, I will guide them, I will turn the darkness into light before them.
Yes.
And I'll make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. And I'm so thankful that God does not forsake us.
Yes.
That if we seek him and we want him, he's going to show us the way. He's going to open up the path, and he will lead us and guide us every step of the way.
Yes.
We can safely follow him if we're willing to listen.
To listen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that reference again, Sister Letha, was?
It was Isaiah 42, verse 16.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that with us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.